faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird,
it's a plane,
it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, as Clark Kent writes another chapter in his story of Superman's most unusual adventure, he tells how he struggled with the elements in space and nearly lost out in his titanic effort to save Jimmy Olsen's life.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know, for all-round good fun, you can't beat the comic buttons in the new series from packages of Kellogg's Pep. And I mean all-round fun. Everybody enters in. Now, you don't have to be getting a big allowance because you don't send in a single penny for these Pep comic buttons, not even a box stop. And you don't have to be in any certain grade at school. And both fellas and girls get a kick out of collecting all 18 buttons in this new series. Everybody knows the funny paper characters like Judy and Corky and Pat Patton and Superman, of course. And you can all trade duplicates with each other and add another Pep comic button to your collection that way. What's more, these comic buttons are so doggone smart-looking that, well, you're mighty proud to wear them on your jacket or your dress or cap. So get in on the fun, gang. Ask Mom to get you a package or two of Kellogg's Pep, because that's the only way you can get these exciting prizes. You can't buy them anywhere, but there's a comic button for you inside every package of that sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep. And say, Pep's a prize package when it comes to good eating, too. Crisp and fresh and loaded with that catchy sunshine flavor. So ask Mom for lots of P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman. In recounting the story of Superman's most unusual adventure, Clark Kent has already told us how Poco, the little fat man who speaks in rhyme, flew to Earth from the planet Utopia to enlist Superman's aid in an effort to save Jimmy Olsen from a death sentence to which he had been condemned. Now, Kent continues.
As Superman, I rocketed into the sky with Poco under my arm, and soon we were in space, far beyond the stratosphere. The going became extremely rough. Then, calling on all the power of my command, I struggled and fought onward, managed to make very little headway against the terrific natural electricity and other elements in space, which buffeted and tossed us around like corks on a raging sea.
Oh, dear. It's useless, Superman. Please save yourself if you can.
Now, don't talk like that, Poco.
Well, but we are lost and in the sky. Save yourself and let me die.
Nonsense. We're not licked yet. What a space shell can do, I can do.
Oh, I wish to heaven what you say were true. But we're out of the channel we should be traveling through.
Channel? What do you mean?
Well, only once every 6 hours. There's a channel through space and which one can rocket from face to face.
Well, that's it. Well, we'll just have to... Great Scott! Get out of my Poco. Here comes a comet or something.
Oh, grief, oh, gloom. Oh, this spells our doom.
Out of my cloak, I said.
Struck by the rushing, flaming meteor, a white-hot ball of molten metal, I shuddered, fought to retain my equilibrium, then losing out, began to fall. My body limp, but my arms clinging by some instinct to the terror-stricken Poco. Then a violent shudder passed through my body, and I painfully lifted my head from my chest. From what seemed at first like a great distance, I heard a voice. It was Poco.
Now, Superman, did we survive? Tell me, are we alive?
Yes, Poco. We're alive, all right. Now we've got to find Utopia. Where is that solar compass of yours?
No, it is here, but I fear...
Thanks. Now, let's see. All right. The needle points this way, up and to the right. Away!
Struggling, battling as I had never battled before, throwing my strangely weakened body again and again at the raging, pitiless elements, I fought for survival and for the lives of my friends. Meanwhile, I learned later, on the planet Utopia, Jimmy Olsen and Anthar, their wrists bound behind them, were standing in the walled courtyard behind the palace of Zaram, Utopia's regent. Armed guards stood alertly near, and Zaram himself, a gloating smile on his bony, hawk-beaked face, strolled back and forth between his prisoners and a huge stone table at which laborers were working.
Say, what are you doing over at that table, Anthar?
They prepare the space shell for us, friend James.
The space shell?
Yes, the one in which we are doomed to be sealed and then projected into eternal space.
Gee whiz. It's sort of like watching our graves being dug, isn't it?
Yes, it amuses Zaram to make us observe the proceedings.
This dirty dog, with a nasty smile on his face. Well, don't worry. He'll get his when he tries to invade the Earth.
Perhaps. But I fear he will be successful.
Are you kidding? With the armies and navies and air forces of the United Nations on Earth will make a monkey out of him.
You forget something, friend James.
What's that?
All the nations on Earth are not yet fully united and prepared for defense against even the simple common foes they have to fight now.
But they're working on it.
That is not enough.
Oh, boy. If you're right, Anthar, I deserve what Zaram's going to do to me.
Why do you say that?
Because you told me all this in Metropolis. You begged me to try to find Superman. But I was a wise guy. I just laughed at you.
You cannot be blamed for doubting me, so do not reproach yourself.
Oh, don't kid me. I know now I'm the world's prized dope.
Hush. Zaram approaches.
Be patient, my friends. In but a few moments, your new home will be completed.
You low-down rat.
I see the young man has not yet lost his courage, eh?
You bet I haven't. When you get down there, you'll find the same goes for other Earth people.
Their courage will avail of as little as yours does now. Earthmen shall fall before me like flies.
You'll never see that day, you...
Silence!
Stop me when my hands are tied, huh? That's the kind of a skunk you are.
Open your mouth again, insolent puppy. You'll be placed in the shell without your tongue.
You act the coward, Saddam.
Really, Anthar. Anthar, the great patriot. Anthar, the beloved president of Utopia's Senate. What say the people of you now, foolish one?
It matters not what they say now, for in time the truth will out.
Bravo, Anthar, bravo.
You are foolish, Adam, to believe you can make yourself safe by doing away with all men of honor and courage. For somehow enough of them always remain to destroy you at last. You will learn that even as Hitler and other tyrants learned it.
That's telling them.
Anthar, you lived as a fool and now you die as one. I would have a verse on that. Where is my jester, Poco? Poco! Poco! Where is Poco?
Gee whiz.
Where is
Maybe
he?
Maybe Poco got to Metropolis and found Superman. Maybe he's on his way back here with Superman right now.
I wish it was so, but that is no longer possible.
Why?
I have computed the solar time, and the last period was at noon of your time, which is 4 p.m. of ours. If Poco had arrived safely in Metropolis, found Superman, and returned with him at the last period, they would have been here shortly after 4 p.m. But it is now 5:30. So, you see?
Yeah. Look, when's the next time they can travel?
At 6 p.m. Metropolis time, by which time we shall long since have been shattered in space.
Oh, I see.
Fire! The shell is prepared.
Good! Guards! Fetch the prisoner!
Uh-oh. Here they come for us, Anthar.
Yes, this is the end. Once more, I say how I regret being responsible for this, friend James.
It wasn't your fault. You did the right thing, I guess.
Grasped roughly by Zaram's guards, Jimmy and Anthar were marched toward a spherical shell, near which workmen stood by, ready to seal it as soon as the prisoners had been let down through an open hatch. And at that time, Poco and I were just approaching the orbit of Utopia.
In just a moment, we'll return for the startling climax in today's episode of Clark Kent's story. So keep listening.
Say, do you like to reminisce? You know, think back and remember all the fun you've had? Well, I know a lot of fellas and girls who get a kick out of reminiscing these days. Sure, when they check over their collections of comic buttons in that new series from packages of Kellogg's Pep. Because every single one of these funny paper characters looks so doggone lifelike, why, you keep chuckling over the things that they've done in the comic strips. Like the way Goofy and Beezy get all mixed up in the funniest situations. Or Vitamin Flintheart and the way he coddles himself. Yes, sir, every single one of those 18 new and different Pep comic buttons has a real story to tell. And they're so easy to get, too. You don't have to send in a single penny, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. They come only as prizes in packages of Kellogg's Pep. That's the Sunshine Cereal, famous for sunny golden toasted flavor. And famous for vitamin D the good old sun makes for you. That's why Mom says Pep is particularly good for you these days, when the sunny hours aren't so long yet. Pep gives you additional vitamin D1, too, and energy vitamin, plus all that mighty swell eating in these golden whole wheat flakes. So ask Mom for P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Now back to Clark Kent's thrilling story of Superman's most unusual adventure.
As Jimmy Olsen and Anthar were being led through the space shell into which they were to be sealed and hurtled off into space, Poco and I emerged into the orbit of Utopia. Spent from my great struggle with the elements, I was grateful for the gravitational pull which had begun to pull me down to a planet that was barely visible through the mists and vapors.
Well, I see land far below, Poco. And if this compass is right, it should be Utopia.
Oh, hooray and praise the day. I hope and pray it's as you say.
Great Scott. Look, Poco, didn't you tell me Anthar and Jimmy would be executed at sunset in the capital of Utopia?
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, I see a courtyard down there.
Oh, great space. What you see must be the Regency.
Sun's rays are beginning to leave that spot. Wait a minute. There's Jim. He's being forced into a space shell. Down to him. Faster! Down!
At the sight of what was happening to Jimmy, I caught my second wind and zoomed down toward Utopia like a projectile shot from a rocket gun. A few minutes later, I landed in the middle of a startled group of Utopians. Letting go of Poco, I called out to Jimmy and started toward him.
Jim! Jimmy!
Jeepers, it's Superman!
Great space!
Stand back, everyone! Stand back, or...
Superman! Oh. What's the matter?
I don't know, Jim. I can't move!
Unaware that I was held by the tremendous force of gravity on Utopia, I thought perhaps I had been stricken with a form of paralysis, and great beads of perspiration broke out on my face as I strained my every muscle to the utmost in a vain effort to move. And one thought kept racing through my mind. Had I come through that terrible ordeal with the elements, only to fail Jimmy now? Never before had I felt so helpless and frustrated.
And this, gang, is only the beginning of a strange series of things that happened to the Man of Steel on Utopia, as Clark Kent will reveal in Monday's episode of his story of Superman's most unusual adventure, The Mystery of the Lost Planet. So don't fail to be with us again Monday. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, gang, do you know the only cereal that goes snap, crackle, and pop when you pour on milk? Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Sure, you've seen those famous little elves snap, crackle, and pop in cartoons and on the Rice Krispies package. And you've heard those golden bubbles of oven-popped rice sing out at breakfast time. That means that they're crisp. Crisp as crisp can be. So have yourself a bowl full tomorrow morning. Ask Mom for the one and only snap, crackle, and pop cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. And be sure to be with us on Monday for the thrilling adventures of Superman.
This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.